Here I thought I had a smooth start. I had it all ready to go. I was prepared, and then I screwed up. Well, another year, same stuff. So, Happy New Year, everybody. Welcome to Chasing the Yield. My name is Kevin Bay. I got a brand new year, a brand new chance to to do a better job at podcasting. Anyway, this is the show where I talk about my own personal portfolio and the companies inside, maybe some news of the week. Let's see how we did. This is, let's see. It would help if my trackball, I use a trackball, by the way. It would help if it was working. There we go. I don't know. It loses contact with the dongle on the PC sometimes. Okay, I got that back working. So, I screwed up last week by thinking that was going to be the final show of the year, not realizing that the market was going to have a full day on Friday. So, I did my recap last week, which I should have done this week. Okay, so now that stinks. There we go. I'm back on. I'm live streaming this on YouTube, and I'll try to tweet out the link. I just did it just now, and I got to remember to do that. Try to drive more eyeballs to it. So I stream this live on YouTube now, and I stream it live on the Facebook page. I haven't figured out an economical way to live stream the audio yet, but I'm working on it. Something that'll make it easy for me. So anyway, I messed up, and last Friday I thought for sure that was going to be the recap episode for 2021. But instead, this is it. This is for January 3rd, 2022, episode number 36. Well, let's just go through what's going on today. We may as well. The market was up early this morning, and now the Dow kind of dipped down a little bit. It's a little flat all the way across the board, really. Let's see. We had all the flight cancellations over the weekend. Wall Street Journal's reporting stocks rise, but investors see rocky year ahead. In other words, nobody knows what the heck's going to happen, which is normal. Families brace as monthly child tax credit payments cease. So we've got the government trying to panic families. We've got the Omicron variant, which to me feels like the breaking point here, because you got stories from across the world, everywhere except the United States, that are reporting that, yes, while they have, you know, a whole bunch of cases, their hospitalization rates and their death rates continue to go down. So hopefully the tide turns over here in the U.S. We can get back to some normal semblance of life. I have a feeling it'll be a lot like post 9/11, where it's never gonna be totally normal. But hopefully we don't go into these deep dark panics all the time now. Some stories that I had from last week: natural gas prices on the rise. These are, I think, all my stories were from the Wall Street Journal last week. Maybe a few press releases. U.S. natural gas futures finished Monday's session at $4.06 per million British thermal units. That's up 8.8% from $3.731 per million BTUs at Friday's close, and the largest dollar gain since November 26th. The Weather Prediction Center predicted heavy snow, freezing temperatures, and strong winds in the northern and western parts of the country. The colder weather coming to the U.S. will be watched, and we should see a substantial pickup in heating demand next week, wrote BOK Financial, their analysts, in a note. We got hit with a little bit of a winter storm in North Georgia. Nothing compared to what I used to live through in Chicago, which I do miss the snow. I'm a winter person. So it got a little cold here. Up in the North Georgia mountains, it snowed a little bit. But nothing really to write home about or get scared of. T. Rowe Price, Group. They completed their acquisition of Oak Hill Advisors. T. Rowe Price Group today announced it has completed its acquisition of Oak Hill Advisors, a leading alternative credit manager. The acquisition, which was announced on October 28th, 2021, accelerates T. Rowe Price's expansion into alternative credit markets, complementing its existing global platform and ongoing strategic investments in its core investments and distribution capabilities. We are very pleased to reach today's milestone and to welcome the talented OHE team to T. Rowe Price, said Rob Sharps, T. Rowe Price President, Head of Investments, Group Chief Investment Officer, and Incoming Chief Executive Officer. The guy's got a crap load of titles. This acquisition allows us to broaden our private markets business and add new capabilities in an area of tremendous client interest and growth. J&J, they filed for approval of teclistamab. Teclistamab sounds like something to do with testicles. For patients with refractory multiple myeloma. Johnson & Johnson, Janssen Pharmaceuticals, their unit, Johnson & Johnson's Janssen Pharmaceutical Company's unit on Wednesday said it filed for U.S. Food and Drug Administration approval of teclistamab for the treatment of patients with relapsed or refractory multiple myeloma. Janssen said the application is supported by data from an open-label, multi-center clinical trial evaluating the safety and efficacy of teclistamab in adults with incurable blood cancer. The company earlier this month reported new data from the study that showed continued deep and durable responses of teclistamab in heavily pretreated patients. Janssen is currently evaluating teclistamab, an off-the-shelf T-cell investigational redirecting bispecific antibody, in several monotherapy and combination studies. I won't even pretend to understand what all that meant. But I suppose the takeaway is the good news is that they have a drug perhaps that will help with refractory multiple myeloma. Telefonica, they reached an agreement with trade unions for layoffs. The Spanish telecommunication company said Tuesday that the plan entails the voluntary departure of about 2,700 employees at a cost of around €1.5 billion, or $1.7 billion, before taxes to be accounted for in the fourth quarter. It would be great if it was only $1.50. Vuzix Corp. partners with Verizon to leverage their 5G network for augmented reality. I just realized I forgot to hit record on my Podtrack, but that's okay because I'm recording on Audacity, so, and it's on YouTube. I can see that going, so hopefully I don't screw myself here with that. But anyway, Vuzix Corp. partners with Verizon to leverage their 5G network for augmented reality. The agreement between Vuzix and Verizon will focus on the technology advancement and commercialization aspects of delivering immersive augmented reality training experiences powered by Verizon's 5G Ultra Wideband service, an edge compute platform, and Vuzix Shield smart glasses. By leveraging Verizon's 5G Edge and Ultralight AR smart glasses from Vuzix, we are delivering immersive technology in the field of sports training and fan experience, said Brian Meekum, Vice President of Device Technology at Verizon. Starwood Capital. They acquired majority interest in Houston-based Lantejas. Starwood Capital Group, a global private investment firm focused on real estate and energy investments, announced today that a controlled affiliate has acquired a majority interest in the assets owned by Lantejas, a Houston-based residential development company with a more than 20-year history of creating exceptional lifestyle communities. Lantejas, founded in 1997, is one of the largest master-planned community developers in Houston, where the housing market continues to benefit from record low inventory and high demand. The acquisition encompasses 10 communities, many in the late stages of development, with nearly 16,000 residential lots and numerous commercial assets. Lantejas has become renowned for its extraordinary community amenities that include crystal lagoon pools spanning multiple acres with white sand beaches. I'm not a beach person. I don't really like beaches. So that's the bulk of the news I had for last week. I'm not going to go back over all the recap that I did for my portfolios, because it didn't really change significantly in the best performers. And I did not put together something for the worst performers of 2021, because then I realized I had to do this redux recap. All the stories I just talked about are in the show notes, on the blog. You just look for episode 36. If you feel like it, you can donate to the show by clicking on the big red donate button on the website or on the show notes page. This is also a value for value podcast where, if you are using one of the brand new, podcast apps at newpodcastapps.com that support value for value, you can stream Bitcoin micropayments to me. You can even give a little boost, which are tips if you hear something that you like, or send what's called a boostagram, where you can send an additional bit of Bitcoin micropayment with a message attached to it, and that'll come to me and I can read it on the air. The portfolio update from last week, the low-yield portfolio was up 1.96% and up 4.05% for the month and 20.05% for the year. That's all of 2021. My medium-yield portfolio is up 1.72% for the week, up 4.39% for the month, and up 15.88% for 2021. The high-yield portfolio is up 1.12% for the week, up 0.3% for the month, and down 7.19% for the year. Dividends I received this week: Oak Tree Specialty Lending, $444.70, Sixth Street Specialty Lending, $29.19, Telefonica, $111.84, T. Rowe Price, $64.80, Public Storage, $60, Ares Capital, $204.59, Eversource Energy, $62.06, Main Street Capital, $22.20, PIMCO Stocks Plus Small Fund, $1,275.19. Some good payments in the last week of the year. The PIMCO Stocks Plus Small Fund, they announced their dividend, 32.088 cents per share, bringing the fund's total payout over the last 12 months up 3.4%. So that's up 3.4% for the year. Oh, you know what? I did not bold the L in last, which is weird. Let's bold that. Okay. Let's see. Go through my reminders here. Podcasting 2.0. This is a Podcasting 2.0 compatible podcast. That means if you're listening to this on a Podcasting 2.0 compatible app, you'll have access to transcripts, chapters, and chapter images that accompany each episode. Please go to newpodcastapps.com, download and support these independent apps, and go to podcastindex.org to support Podcasting 2.0. This is a value-for-value podcast, and you can use some of the many apps like PodFriend, PodStation, Breeze, CurioCaster, and Fountain. I should include that in the list. I didn't do that. So I'll put that in. Let's see. What is value for value? Value for value streaming payment system enables listeners to send Bitcoin micropayments to podcasters as they listen in real time. So you can go to valueforvalue.io if you want to learn more. And I think I misspelled that. Jeez, I got a lot of mistakes today. That's not a good start. Too many. Valueforvalue.io. Let's make sure that goes where it's supposed to go. Valueforvalue.io. There we go. So we're changing this on the fly. And no, that did not work. Oh, probably because I put it's a redirect. So there we go. Okay. So let me fix that. This is how the sausage gets made, people. This is why I'm a professional, non-professional podcaster. Hold on. I gotta get some coffee here. This is a wrap-up anyway. I'm not a registered investment advisor, broker, or dealer. I may have positions in any financial instrument product or company mentioned on the website or on the podcast. Information provided by the website or the podcast is provided for information and entertainment purposes only and are not intended as advice or recommendation or an offer or solicitation for the purchase or sale of any security or financial instrument. All opinions based upon sources believed to be accurate are provided in good faith. No warranty, representation, or guarantee expressed or implied is made as to the accuracy of the information contained herein. If you have a question, please contact an investment professional regarding any questions about any investments. All right, so that is it for this episode. It's a quick one because I didn't do what I wanted to do, which I'll try to pick up next week. But let's see, there was something else I was going to talk about now, and I should have put it down here, and I can't remember what the heck it was. Anyway, I'm gonna try to continue to live stream it on YouTube and live stream it on Facebook just to try to increase the chances of growing the show, not growing the show in terms of advertising. Obviously, I don't have any advertising. Grow it in terms of audience. Now, I did get some streaming Bitcoin. Well, not streaming exactly. I got some boosts last week. And it was anonymous, so I'd have no idea who it's from. It would be great if they would send a boostagram or something just to let me know who they are. I got a couple of, like, you know, small donations, which are appreciated, but nobody wants to be mentioned, it seems. But if you know, right now, I do this for fun, so, you know, if you donate something, I'll be certain to, you know, mention your name if that's what you want. Just put that in the note on the PayPal link. You know, if you have any other messages or whatever, just go ahead and send it. If you got any questions about how I put this together, or what I see going forward, any questions you have, just send them on in. You can do that at mail@chasingtheyield.com. You can also send me a message on Facebook or on Twitter. The links are at the bottom of the show notes. But that is all for this week. And we start the new year strong, hopefully. That's it. I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.